Hello and welcome to another episode of MMO Hunters. I am King Rasu. Joining with me today is our co-host Mini Problems, and today we are going to discuss Elder Scrolls Online, some of the big changes that have been proposed in the upcoming patch. We also discuss a little bit about Final Fantasy XIV in terms of issues we have with it, things we like about it, and just our general what's going on with us in MMOs. Just real quick before we jump into our conversation, I want to point out when we discuss the Elder Scrolls Online changes, this was recorded before some of the content creators have discussed proposed changes they would make. So I don't reference any of those in our discussion because I have yet to watch any of those videos and see what their proposed changes are. So if you're wondering why I'm ignoring it, I'm not. It just was not released when we recorded this podcast. And another quick note, when we discuss about the 3-second global cooldown, what we're referring to is that if there's two skills, two AoE skills, skill A and skill B, if you fire off skill A, there's just a 3-second cooldown before you can fire off skill A again. You can still fire off skill B, so you can do A, then B, wait the 3 seconds for A, and then continue. Now, there is some mention that ZeniMax Online are thinking of doing a global 3-second, meaning if you have those two AoEs, if you fire off skill A, you have to wait 3 seconds before you can fire off skill B. That's idiotic. That should not even be on the table because that would actually break the game, and you could definitely complain about that. But anyways, just wanted to point those two things out, so sit back and enjoy the episode.
What is new in gaming for you this week, King Ratsu?
Gaming for Final Fantasy or just in general?
Gaming in general. What is making you excited about the gaming industry? What is coming next? Are you going to keep a 14? Are you excited about Cyberpunk 77?
Honestly, I'm not really excited about any of those new stuff coming out. I mostly just play MMOs, and right now I play way too much Final Fantasy 14. But yeah, no, I don't know. Single player games, I just don't appeal to me. I mean, I have a few that I want to play, but not like the big blockbuster. Like, I have kind of want to play the new Paper Mario game. I know some reviewers didn't really like it. You know, for the combat system and the story. I'm kind of interested in it. I do own it. I've been playing a little Mario Maker 2, and I realize how terrible I am at 2D Mario games. I've failed at the story missions. I'm so bad.
Will the people that follow you, can they look forward to seeing that on Twitch?
Yeah. I think I might move into that a little bit to change things up. I mean, I'm having fun on Final Fantasy 14. I mean, you know, I have started tanking. I've enjoyed it. I tanked my first alliance raid, and of course, we got the third one in A Realm Reborn. I forgot the name of it, but the last one, that was fun. I had no idea what I was doing. Did I die a lot?
Your tanking's been fun. Fighting you for for aggro. That's been fun.
That's been good too. I've been stealing threat by taunting. Yeah, that's fine.
Although it's much, it's a lot different from ESO. So I'm having a hard time getting turned on by because I felt I was a lot more effective. So I felt tank a lot more important in ESO than it is in this game, which it doesn't make any sense because if you don't have a tank in this game, you're gonna die immediately. But I don't know. I know it's engaged, but I've just been on ESO for so long. I used my DK. I miss my chains. You know, that's really it. I don't really think there's much else about DK. I really miss that.
That was
fun. Because not like I can say I miss my attacks. All I can do is light attack. So
light attack and heavy attack, yeah.
Pretty much. That's all you got, you know. I miss my shields, I'll say that much. I just felt a lot more tanky ESO.
I would imagine you get more. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what you get. Like, Paladin, I have a lot of shields. Like, I got that Impervious shield, which is stupid good. That saved me in the MSQ. I pulled everything. And I just popped it, and by the time the healer got there to give me benediction, that was good.
And for those who don't know, I'm sorry, DK is Dragon Knight in ESO, and the Dark Knight Final Fantasy IV.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same, I think. They would be similar. Well, it's not, because you don't have a shield, so Paladin would be the only thing that's similar.
I guess you clearly can say that, because you just play how you want, right? So, Lord Shield on one bar, you can put a two-hander on the back bar, so, yeah.
I've seen tanks and ESO have bows, so I've seen the gambit.
Which I kind of like not having at least a second weapon, I should say.
Yeah, it is true that it definitely has... I don't know if I want to say variety, but it is different that you have two distinct weapons that you can swap between and pick whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. And, right.
Although, unfortunately, because of that, you see a lot of DPS running Frost... Ice Staffs, I should say, not Frost Staffs, and they'll taunt everything because a heavy attack is a taunt in that game with the Ice Staff. And tanks... You don't really need to taunt, you just... Wait, you just poke, right?
Right. So it's been a while. That's a little unorthodox, but the thing is, coming from Taken from ESO, I can't force you to read that tooltip. But it is there, and it does say that you're going to aggro using Ice Staff. Mm-hmm. I thought I was tanking that one guy. He's like, "Oh, you want me to take off his ice staff?" I'm like, "Yeah, dude. I'm doing a DLC dungeon. I like to think that you know that this ice staff is pulling aggro from me." Because I was fighting it. You know, before you took off, you were doing a dungeon where you had the giant over and slammed on that ice that the ice astronaut that was trying to spawn.
No, you mean Frostfall?
Frostfall. Is it Frostfall?
Yes.
I don't know if that was, I don't think that was Frostfall.
Oh, I don't
know. Frostfall's the one that...
Because there's there's an ice astronaut in Frostfall.
Yeah, not that guy. Not that guy. The last DLC dungeon that came out, regardless, I kept fighting... I remember he kept telling me that this giant is a bit of a pain in the ass, so I'm like, okay, I can't seem to keep aggro, and eventually I paid attention, this dude was swinging at this giant with an ice staff. Well, that's why I can't get this dude to pay attention to me. Because I'm fighting the other DPS. I'm telling him, and granted, man, I was, again, when it comes to ESO, man, the social climate is completely different. It's really toxic there, so mm-hmm. I think the healer left, and we had 3 minutes the whole because the, you know, when you bring up the, when we were speaking before we started recording ourselves, when we brought up the matchmaking. ESO's matchmaking, as you know. There's a high probability that one person can leave, and you might not have someone at all,
mm-hmm.
or that other person might not show up to the very end of the dungeon, and when that person gets there, it's really up to them if they're going to stay or leave, right? Because they've probably been there, sitting in the queue for probably 15, 20 minutes, and at this point, they're like, all right, well, you killed everything. Like, it doesn't benefit me to finish with you. However, if I leave, I get penalized.
Right.
Now, that's not the matchmaking problem, I know. That's more of the game's... They need to change that. But in actuality, we know they're not going to do that. If they were going to do it, they'd have done it.
Yeah, it sucks if you're doing your daily and you get pulled into a dungeon that's halfway done. And if it's the original dungeons, you have to kill... If there's three bosses, you have to kill all three. But if you already killed one, it doesn't count that you completed the daily. And that's frustrating. And you can't quit. You said if you quit, you have a 15-minute cooldown before you can do it again? 30 minutes?
Yeah, that happened to me when I don't know if I ever told you, but I got my backpack scamp.
Yeah.
And that's the catastrophe, man. I did it one time, and I got thrown into it, but they already killed the first boss.
Which dungeon is that?
I
don't even remember.
Oh, my gosh. This was, I can't remember. It was one of the Elsewhere DLC dungeons. Okay. If I was playing the game, obviously I could just clearly look. Anyway, so I was so excited. I finally got a clear. and everybody's like, yeah, you know, I got Scamp, this, that, and the other. And I was like, oh, well, I probably got Scamp. I just see it, you know, pop up on my screen and give me the notification.
Mm-hmm.
I go in my inventory, I don't have the Scamp. And I go back and read under the achievements, and you have to kill all the bosses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a pain in the ass to try to go back in there and kill all. I went in there with a tank. Grim had his obviously had that sorcerer. And it was a nightmare, dude. And at that point, I realized how much I was so frustrated with people who kept bragging about, oh, I got this skin, this, that, and the other. But yeah, you can't help us get through this DLC dungeon. And I'm thinking, like, man, there's got to be something for the simple fact that, you know, I'm thinking I'm doing something wrong. I must be missing a mechanic. Because I just did it. I literally just did it. And it was so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's incredibly difficult. And that's what it was. Like, the DPS was terrible. We eventually had two random DPS showed up. They're both 810. They had skins. They both had personalities. Legit. I assume they were legit. Regardless, we didn't have any issues through it.
Yeah.
Two guys we had called in before that. Oh, my gosh. A guy was bragging about, oh, you know, I just have silver skin. Like, oh, well, you can't even help me seem to get this backpack scan, buddy. I mean,
yeah.
We all had to do was get a clear. Like, I don't even need to get a note. I just want to clear it. So yeah. That was a nightmare.
Well, I mean, that's pervasive in all games. At least all MMOs that offer rewards for completion. Like, if you obviously, if you go to Reddit or anything, you can. There's people who will sell it. You go to Party Finder in Final Fantasy XIV. A lot of the top groups, at least on the first few you see, they're not actually queuing up for anything. It's an advertisement. Hey, you want this, or this? Here's our prices. Let's go. But you're right. Like, if you're going to buy the skin, which is fine, I don't have a problem if you pay somebody for it. I know in Lich King and in WoW, Wrath of Lich King, people were selling Lich King kills. They were also selling, you know, for anything else. So it's been around for a while, but if you were to get that and you paid for it, it's cool. But you can't brag that you did it,
right?
Because you didn't. Like, nobody's taking away the skin from you. No one's saying you're a bad player. But if you brag that you got it because you're great at the game, but you paid for it, you're not great at the game for that aspect. That's all. And it's stupid that they would do that, and they can't get an easier thing compared to, like, the those two skins you were mentioning.
No, I agree, man.
It's ridiculous.
But if I was to switch gears to some better news, well, I guess we can. I have one more thing I wanted to ask you about ESO, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Ask you more about 14. The changes in ESO, the 3-second cooldown that's been going around on the forums, all YouTubers, people in arms on that. How do you feel about it? People are all up in arms.
Well,
some happy, some mad. What do you think?
I didn't see anybody who was happy. Well, the first thing is everybody hates change. So it doesn't matter if it turns out to be the greatest thing in the world. You're not going to want it. Like, even here in Final Fantasy XIV, I'm just going to jump into that real quick. For the new patch that's coming out in a couple weeks, I know there's some machinists who are afraid because they're going to buff bards, and they're afraid that they might lose their spots. So any change is always going to be met with trepidation. But the proposed changes in ESO, or Elder Scrolls Online, if those listening don't know, there is a big issue with Elder Scrolls, especially in PvP, with lag. So in Elder Scrolls, they have an entire zone called Cyrodiil, which that's all it is. There's some PvE aspects to it, but for the most part, people are PvPing in it, and it's very laggy. You know, the servers can't handle it, and the developers have figured out potentially what the problem is, and the problem is basically too many actions per minute, meaning that, and it's the AoE skills that are causing problems, because the AoE is going to hit multiple people, and the server needs to calculate that and send it. So there's too many AoEs going off, and it's going to send to the server, and that takes time, and that's going to do the calculations and send it back, and that takes time. And essentially, one of those three things is getting overloaded. Whether too much information is being sent to the server is too slow to calculate it, and it's too slow sending the information back, so it's has a bottleneck, and so it's a lagging. And what they think is the problem is too many actions per minute, basically. And in ESO, there's no cooldowns. There is a 1 second global cooldown for everything, but it's not like Final Fantasy 14, and it's not like WoW, where there's, if you hit an ability, you can't use anything else. Like in Final Fantasy 14, it's about 2.5 seconds. I understand that you can change that if you add skill speed, spell speed, but the base is 2.5 seconds. You have 2.5 seconds, and then you can do another ability. Of course, there are abilities that are off the global cooldown, but just think of ESO, everything's off the global cooldown. And so what they're going to do is they have a couple different things they're going to test, but essentially what the easiest way to say it is they're going to add a 3 second global cooldown to all AoE abilities. So you do an AoE ability, you can't do another one for 3 seconds. And they hope that it would reduce lag. And it's definitely going to reduce lag, because that's the only thing that's causing the lag, is the fact that it's calculating too much. And there's too much going on to keep up with everything. And so everybody's freaking out over it for unknown reasons. I really don't know why everybody's freaking out. Like, they complain that it's too laggy. Fix it. Okay. We're going to try things. We're going to test. All this is a test. So in a couple weeks, they're going to institute a... I think it's just on the PC. It's not on the console. They're going to make an announcement and saying, hey, anybody going into Cyrodiil, just keep in mind for the next 2 weeks, these are the rule sets, and they'll give you bonus currency. And everybody's freaking out over it. I don't know what they want to fix. You want them to fix the game. They're trying to fix the game. I don't know why you're freaking out. Not you personally, but I don't know why all these influencers are freaking out. You can't complain the game is broken, it needs to be fixed, it's too laggy, and say, how dare you break the game even more? I don't get that. Like, very rarely would I ever be on the side of the publisher, but I'm definitely on the side of Zoss or Rich Lambert, whoever's in. I guess this is Rich's domain. I'm on his side. You know, this is you need to fix it. And there's some YouTube videos. I only watched one. I'm not going to name names or anything. And they went over all the stuff, but every time there was a complaint, he was like, well, makes sense. That's why they have to do it. Well, and so it's just like, I don't know what to say if I were Rich.
What was his argument about breaking the game if he kept saying, well? What was he? Did he have any suggestions?
No. Like, there was no statement, and I've only watched it once, so that if I missed it, you can yell at me and scream at me that I missed it. But there was no indication that adding that 3 second would do anything in terms of ruining the game. There was no examples it would ruin the game. It was just like 3 second would ruin the game. How would it ruin the game? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it would ruin the game or not. I won't know until
I haven't done PvP in 14, so I honestly don't want to know what it feels like to have a 2 second cooldown between skills. 2.5 second cooldown. Well,
just
for
the AoEs.
Just the AoEs. It's just weird.
If you're just...
Yeah, I understand. But there's a lot, like, say, for instance, if I'm a healer in ESO. Well, that's pretty much all I'm doing. So I'm dropping some healing spell, and I'm spamming it. You're exactly right. I'm spamming that, which is they try to go about it differently. Back when the Citric Order first came out, they had a real bad problem with time stop, which is a huge animation, and time stop was being spammed by any and every individual. So they had to raise the cost on it so ridiculously high that no one uses it. It costs so much magic to use that skill. It's still there, but they don't use it anymore. So, you know, this, you know, so it's like a double-edged sword, right? Yeah. How do we make people happy? You know, you don't want us to, you know, you want us to fix it, but how do you want us to go about fixing it? If we raise skills, you get mad about that because now, you know, it costs too much to use the skill. But if you want us to work on, you know, the hardware portion of it, that I'm definitely a portion of, I'm definitely an individual who complains about server lag. I don't think it'll be that bad because it's just AoEs. You know, I honestly really play PvE. I can see how it could become more of an issue in PvP as far as people spamming things. I get that. But in PvE aspect, I don't see how that would ruin the game for the simple fact that you will only use, you know, I haven't played in a little while. I haven't played since Greymoor, but you only use one skill. Like, you can use Blockade or Endless Hail.
To be honest,
and then you can go to your front bar.
Whenever I did the PvP, and I've watched some streamers do PvP, all of it is 12 individuals on one team, run straight into 12 individuals on another team, and just run around and spam anything. There's very, at least it appears, there's very little strategy. I know there's what the Nightblade is, a bomb blade or whatever, and they can blow up. Like, the idea is to keep everybody alive so the Nightblade can do that one ability and kill everybody immediately. But there, it seems to be there's no strategy, because I don't need to really single out this person to attack, because I'll just AoE and kill everybody. So I think it might actually introduce strategy in Cyrodiil. And, you know, you're going to have to adjust. Like, I don't know if that's a good idea. I couldn't tell you that adding a 3-second cooldown is a good idea. I don't know. I've never had a 3-second cooldown on any of the AoE abilities. But I do know that server lag is a problem, and let's see how it works. Like, you're just going to have to adjust. And maybe you're going to have more strategy. Maybe you're going to have to spend more time trying to isolate the tank or isolate the healer to, you know, attack them. I will say, what's wrong with that? More strategy. And so that would actually lead further.
One more question.
Server lag, yep.
Sorry to interrupt you. And I'll move on to 14, but it just came to mind. So, from the changes that they did last year, can you say you saw a difference?
A little bit.
Okay.
I mean, if you compare to Elsewhere's launch, yeah, massive difference. In the change of server lag and stuff. But no, I think if you do read a little bit, and again, it sounds like I'm shilling for Zoss. I'm really not. I'm just trying to be as fair-minded, open-minded as possible. And if you do read this time, at least it seems like they were sort of nibbling at the edges, trying to fix it. And they finally, either they've known about this the entire time and they're hoping that these minor changes would do enough, but I think they finally come to the conclusion that the problem is the spamming. That the game is set up to spam everything and it can't keep up. And so they can either make everything so expensive that, yeah, you can spam all you want, but guess what? You can only really do 3 or 4 and then you have to wait and do 3 or 4 more, which would probably annoy everybody. But if you instituted cooldowns, then you can actually have an easier rotation for players to do that would reduce server lag and still allow to have decent DPS. And so you're really not cutting down. And I think they finally said, we got to go with it. We got to look at the fact that we don't really have a global cooldown. There's such a minor one. Because by the time you click button one and button one skill goes off, you can do another skill. Whereas in any other game, you have to wait. And so I think they're finally adjusting that to that reality that they have to fix that, that it has to be more than this arbitrary 1 second. And I think that's what everybody's freaking out about, because it changed, it would definitely fundamentally change the game. which the game's mm-hmm. been around how long? 6-7 years?
Yeah, probably about 6-7 years now.
Got to make some changes. Changes, you know, needs to happen. You know, I know some other streamers do say that, at least Zoss, and you could probably argue other games, don't care for endgame players. And you can argue, right? Sure. And you can definitely see that a new player will spend more money than somebody who's been playing 3 or 4 years. So they're sort of, I would say that they're looking at me instead of one of the streamers. But to get me interested in the stuff like that, to play the game. But the other way you can look at it, so you, let's say you are one of these streamers, you're, you know, top end, you make all these build videos. If they make a change to the game, like a fundamental change, we're not talking about a few champion points here and there, they fundamentally change how the game works, you get to mm-hmm. start your videos from scratch. Which means that you can make all these build videos and then you can attract a new audience with everything. So you have to look at it at both ways. That if this is the solution and it changes how the game plays, well, you got to make a new Nightblade video. You got to make a new Stam Nightblade video. You have to do all this testing and then you can make videos. And then so it would allow you as the content creator to continue making content. And I don't think that's such a bad idea. You know, I think that's pretty good. I know that's not what they're thinking about, the team at Zoss. But change is necessary. I mean, the game's not doing well.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Such as I was finished grading more. Find anybody to help me. okay. All right, well, moving on to something a little bit more. So yesterday, it might have been the day before yesterday, you told me you turned down 14. You seem like you're in better spirits now. May I ask what changed?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess I started streaming, so I guess that, rekindled it. But, I was just down, because I came to the realization that in my current FC, which is a guild, they call it Free Companies, I'm not going to be able to raid with them. And I don't want to raid with one person, one group. There's two teams. I don't want to raid with one team. And I don't know. I think I came to that realization and that bummed me out. And I guess I sort of just got over it a little bit, that there are other things to do. Your pep talk helped me to get me to stream a little bit. And I had fun just enjoying the game, enjoying what I can do, and not worry about what I can't do down the road. And maybe I'll get lucky and find a group to do raiding, and if not,
right,
there's plenty for me to do. I need to not focus on what I currently can't do and focus on what I can do and what I enjoy doing. So
did tanking help at all either?
A little bit. I had some fun. I sucked it up and I jumped into an Orm Veil.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Did a bunch of them. It was pretty good. I don't think I died, which is good. You know, I don't know what the other DPS and the healers were doing in terms of mechanics or anything. I just know I was doing my job, holding threat and everything. And I felt good about it. I was like, oh, that's not bad. And then tanking the Alliance raid was pretty fun. I did have fun tanking the Alliance raid, even though it was one.
It's weird that we both couldn't do it. Well, we can do MSQs together. Weird.
Well, it's because they would have put us in a different alliance.
Yeah, I still get that. But
I know it could be an issue in terms of coding, and they're like, well, it might break the game, it might crash the game, so we're just not going to allow it. And that could be why some of these weird things, like if I'm doing a triple triad match, I can't join a group.
Right.
You know, these weird things, and it could be that the coders know that it might break the game, so we're just not going to allow it. And I think that's what it is. But it would have been cool. I mean, the alliances aren't fighting in each other. And for those who don't know, when I talk about Alliance raid, it's a 24 person raid, and there's three groups of eight, and each group has one tank. And so if you queue up as a group, so the two of us were queued up, we were going to be put in the same alliance. But if I'm a tank and my other member in my group is a tank, it didn't work. And I think because I would have been, say, in Alliance B, you would have been in Alliance A, and it just wouldn't have worked. So I think they did that to prevent server issues. But it would have been fun to double tank. It was fun. We did the main story quest or scenario quest or whatever together, but that's an eight, so that's two tanks in the same.
So that's we're talking about jobs, and personally, let me back up a little bit. First off, I'd like to mention that the Mog Station has a lot of things on sale right now, and my good friend King has graciously convinced me to buy Collector's Edition of all the DLCs and all the downloadables, including Reborn and with the original game, and cost me like $40. It was great, good deal.
Many mounts, off.
Yeah, many a lot of mounts, a lot of non-combat pets. I guess your minions in this game.
Yep.
And I really appreciate my purchase. So if anybody's interested in Mog Station, I strongly suggest that if it's something you wanted caught your attention when you first started playing, now is to not take a look. Now, back to what I was initially getting at. We were discussing last night, off stream, we were streaming last night, about jobs. I am thinking about purchasing the Archer. And I bring that up for the simple, the bard, excuse me. I bring that up for the fact that you said that there are a couple machinists that are concerned about the update circuit. Are you one of those machinists? Would you be one of those machinists if you did not have...
I don't know. It's true that the bard, if they were equal DPS, groups probably would take the bard over the machinist just because of the buffs that the bards can give out. So... yeah, I would be a little concerned. But at the same time, that's sort of one of my another thing that really bothers me with these games and things like that. And it's not a Final Fantasy XIV issue. It's an MMO issue, and it's never going to go away. That we're so stuck on the meta, and we allow these few content creators to dictate how I'm going to play. And so there is a scenario in which the machinist and the bard could be so close in DPS that the meta is like, you can't take the machinist with you. You have to take a bard. And yes, excuse me, if you're one of those who, well, if this person says you can't bring a machinist, you have to bring a bard, I'm not going to bring the machinist. I'm going to find a bard. And if that's your group, then yeah, I would be concerned a little bit that the bard might surpass the machinist because of those buffs. I personally am not, and I don't really have any right to say that because I'm not in a raiding group, but I don't let that worry me and think about it.
So you, like I said, you have a leveled up bard. Do you plan on not leveling the machinist anymore?
No.
He's going...
I'm gonna keep going.
Wait, to say, for instance, the archer is better. Are you gonna jump ship, go back to the bard? Or you play how you want.
To me, it would be whichever one I enjoy playing.
If you play how you want, great. But if you go back, that means like they're dictating how you play.
Yeah. Right now, I enjoy the machinist more. I like abilities I have as a machinist. I found the bard to be a little clunky. However, I'm not level 80 on my machinist, so I might hit 80 and be like, you know what, it's clunky too. And if it gets clunky, I can go back to the bard. Like, I mean, I really like my red mage, which is not considered anything worthwhile except for a res bot during progression groups. Like, so I'm not really beholden to any of the one class, but I do like the machinist, and I really like my my red mage. Has it prevented me from raiding with my red mage? The answer to that question is actually yes. It did prevent me from going to a group because they did not want to bring a red mage. And that's the only character I have that's 480 and above. I guess I could spend the money and get my Dragoon to 480, and I can easily spend the money to get my Bard to 480. But I like my red mage, and I was very clear with the group. You know, they said, and I was very clear. I told them, you know, I'm 480. It's a red mage. It's fully melded. It's fully gemmed. I told them I have not done this raid before, and I honestly, I think it was Hades Extreme. So it wasn't, you know, I'm not trying to, like, jump into Ultimate Weapon. I'm not trying to jump in. Just Hades Extreme, and the response I got was, I guess it's okay. We would prefer not to have a red mage, but if you really want to come, we'll figure it out. And I could have said, okay. I could have said fine and just ignored that. But I didn't like that response, and so I said, thanks, but no thanks.
Now, in hindsight, could you not have used that opportunity to go out there and show out and realize that, okay, well, we might not need a red mage, but this guy, he's good. Could you not have used it for that opportunity? Or did you let them dictate how you play?
Yes, I could have done that, and in hindsight, maybe. I mean, but the raid actually fell apart, but yeah, I could have done that, and I could have went there.
But it didn't fall apart because of you.
No.
And that's because you didn't put yourself in that situation.
Oh, yeah, no, it fell apart. They were short, like, four people. No one wanted to go. So, but that's neither here nor there. Yes, you're absolutely right. I could have. And maybe you could say, well, man up and do it. And I was like, well, that's stupid. But I could have done it. I should have done it. But I just felt that that was set up for failure and that would be used against me in a future raid, because it's already been used against me in a map running, which is part of the reason that person didn't want me to come, because they didn't like that I didn't Dragoon tether them during maps.
Could they not say the same thing? Well, we offered you to go to Extreme Hades, but you didn't want to go, so no, we're not going to take you now. Could they not use that as an excuse now?
I mean, I didn't officially sign up, so...
True, but you asked, right? And they said yes, even though they gave you a whole spill on their... what they were expecting, I guess.
Yeah.
But again, like, you didn't put yourself in a situation.
Yeah, they it's fine with me. If they were like, oh, you didn't come with us, then you can't come anymore. They're right.
I guess what good news is that it still seems like you're letting them dictate how you play.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that person totally dictated how I played. 100%. I let them dictate how I want to play. But I would say I didn't feel comfortable going into that raid with them if they already had that attitude. So
that's true.
So but yeah, again, they dictated both things, and I didn't want to put myself in a situation that
to show out.
You can't show out on a red mage, unfortunately.
Sure, you can.
I mean, I've rezzed.
Can't you?
I've
you
rezzed,
carried me to how much?
I've rezzed like raid groups before, and just pugged trials that you sign up. You know, because people don't follow mechanics, they don't care. I've rezzed a bunch of people, and, you know, that's my job, so. But, yeah.
Not your job. Job with the white mage.
So, I mean, as I said, I don't mind. I mean, the red mage has that unique ability in which every other cast is instant, so I don't. I like rezzing. It was fun that I rezzed, like, four or five people, and that I averted a wipe. No commendations, though.
Yeah, you know, I'm still a little upset about that. I get more accommodation as DPS than I do as a tank. It really makes me feel bad about tanking this game.
It's healers
makes
first.
Makes me feel real bad about myself.
It's healers first.
Like, I didn't think I was that bad.
You didn't pull fast enough. You didn't pull enough.
I guess I didn't, man. I watch other tanks, and I'm like, well, this guy did this. I tried white. Oh, well, crap, man. This healer was not good.
Yeah, it's tough.
Not every healer is the same.
Yeah,
and then you have people that run ahead of you and start pulling things for you. It's like, I didn't ask for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like that when the DPS does that. If I'm slow, I understand I'm slow as a tank. So, you know, I'm new, and I don't know who my healer is. I'm gonna play with them for random. I don't know who the other DPS is, so I sometimes I take it slow.
So, if it's all right, I'm gonna ask you one last question. I think. But my last question is, how many mounts do you have, and what's your next one you're working to get?
Oh, I don't know how many I have.
Which one are you proud of, then? Which one is your favorite mount?
Favorite mount?
And what is the next mount?
That's a tough one, my favorite mount. I like the little bean sprout you can get in the MGP, for MGP in the gold saucer. Mm-hmm. That's a fun one. I like the fat cat. Okay. Kieran's a pretty cool mount. I mean, you actually have to get 6 horses, or 7, I don't know, and then you get it, the ponies. Obviously, the Sabin Tender mount was cool. I'm happy I got that inflatable gold saucer. But it's kind of, you know, it's not practical.
It's a hard question to answer, huh?
The draft trophy
is cool. It would be real easy. Yeah.
The 2-seater that I got is pretty cool.
Hmm?
The 2-seater one that I have, the draft chocobo.
What's the next one? What's the next mount you're working to get?
I want to finish the birds. The Heaven's Ward trial, the extreme trials. I mean, we were doing that.
Crap last night. We got to do that tonight, though.
It wasn't too bad. I got the roll. But, yeah. You know, I think that's the next one. We already got the ponies from A Realm Reborn. I think it's time to do the birds in Heaven's Ward. The dogs are going to be tough because the only reason it's tough is because we're going to need more people. And when you have more people, it means more chances to lose the rolls.
Very true.
Whereas when we were doing it last night, it was just the 3 of us. And so I got it. And so then it was just 2. But when there's 8, it's tough. But That's sort of what really keeps me in Final Fantasy XIV, is that I can do these things. There's so much more to do, whereas other games, it's end game, and if you don't have a group, there's no matchmaking for it. I know there's matchmaking in this game for everything. If I want to run... Actually, you know, I take that back. I know I said that. I don't know if, like, Ultimate Weapon and all of that have matchmaking. I want to say they do, because it would make no sense for them not to, but other games don't have that, so if you don't have a group, what are you going to do? And that's what killed me in ESO, that I could do, and I did Cloud Rest, I did all the trials, just not on Vet, but because you sit in Kraglorn, you sit in a zone, and you just wait, or you put in priority, hey, looking for, and if you get picked up, you get picked up, if not, you know, you're just sitting there, whereas here, just queue up. Like, I couldn't fathom doing all of the Alexander raids and the Sigma, I guess Omega Scape raids, if I had to sit in and, like, Limsa asking. I'd still be working on it. So that's the power of Party Finder or Duty Finder or whatever they want to call it is very important for this game.
Well, you know, I said I was going to ask one of my questions. She just dawned on me, something that came to my mind. We've always discussed about the how ESO you can join 5 guilds, and how, you know, if you're not kicking out the DPS or my healer in one guild is terrible, I can just go to another guild and grab someone from there. Can you not argue that 14 can have its same drawback for the simple fact that since it does not have a mega server, and for instance, we switch servers, that's $18. Could you not argue that it can be just as bad?
Well, I'd argue they have the mega server because they don't have enough players.
Fair. But so, even still, mega server aside, you could have one guild, right?
Well, you have static. You can form a static, which is outside of a free company. And
I guess what I'm getting at is, do you think that 14 is just as bad? Because if I find somebody, like, for
oh yeah,
find another guild you want to join,
but it's on a different server. Now I have to spend $18.
Yes.
But if I had 5 guilds on Genova, where we are located, if anyone wants to join us, could that not put a stop to that?
Yes and no. I guess I view, and it's weird, it's going to sound odd how I view guilds, even though I complain about the one I'm in, is that you like to think that the guild is a group of like-minded individuals who are willing to work with you, help you, because you're together. And if right. you're able to join 5, you don't have loyalty to any one because I have 4 others I can pull from. So, I mean, I understand why you have the 5 in ESO because of the way the player shop works, the auction house works, or whatever you want to call it. And so, because mm-hmm. you have traders and stuff like that. So I understand why they have the 5. You're not beholden to one. And I know in this you're not. I mentioned statics, and you can go on Discord and find stuff. There's Reddit and things like that. So you're not beholden to one. But I would like to think that, you know, I'm in this guild, you know, we should work together. But no, it unfortunately does not work that way. I'm sure it does in some, but in my years of playing I haven't been in that many guilds. I've been in maybe 4, because I play off and on. This is the longest stretch I've played. It never was. It was sort of, well, I'm here for the XP bonus, or we got these 8 where we have a little core group and we don't care about the others. So you would like to think, but in my experience, it's like high school. You know, everybody's in a clique. If you didn't join at the right time, or you're not ungodly good at this game, you're not going to be in the clique. And that's the same in all games. WoW was the same way. When I was raiding in WoW, you think about it, I probably was crappy to the non-members of the clique. I definitely had a clique, and it was not
right.
You know, at the time I didn't think of it, but now that I think back, I was like, that was probably pretty crappy to the other players, and they wanted to raid, and we only had 1 group, and we already had 10.
Right.
So, yeah, if you're not in the core, good luck.
Yeah, I guess that's never really been me. I always like to bring people together.
I do too.
So I would just like to be left out. It's terrible. Yeah. And you want, like, for instance, ESO, like, I know I'm capable of doing this, but I don't have anybody to do it with. Mm-hmm. And that sucks, you know, because I'm like, I don't want to have to keep talking to toxic people to get something done. It's like, I know I can, not hard. I just have to have the people to do it with. And that was a lot more challenging than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
14, like you said, it has matchmaking, which makes it a lot easier. And I know you have your guild, but when the times the past, 2-3 days that this guild is, not saying everyone, but those that have participated, and I appreciate that. I'm not saying I'm going to stay in this guild because of it, but I'd be lying if I said I've actually put legwork for anything otherwise.
No, you're right. We did a couple things. We did an MSQ with them. We did some mount farming. No, you're right. I'm not, it's the clique that runs the show, and we didn't do anything with them. So there are definitely other people in all guilds that are not part of it. They're looking, and just somebody needs to organize, and they need to say, let's do this. And, you know, maybe you'll get lucky and people will join you or not. But yes, you definitely need to be, you have to be the person who initiates. And maybe we could do that. Maybe
that's how I met you.
Yeah. Maybe we can initiate. And we did a little bit. Because they make it seem that you can't do anything without us. And that's not true. I mean, it's not true at all. I'll queue up for the extreme trial that I've unlocked. Probably won't get it down, but I don't need them. And we need to remember that when we set up for things. Like, who cares? You know?
Well, I'm good, brother. Do you have anything else? Do you, maybe if they want to keep listening, they can catch us on stream.
Yeah.
And you want to put out your tags where they can find you?
Yeah, if you're interested. I don't have the most reliable stream schedule yet, but it's definitely going to be in the evenings, Eastern Standard Time. So that's, what, -5 if you're in Europe? It's, I'll say, about 8 to 9 p.m. EST, Eastern Standard Time. And then till whenever. I don't have a stop time, you know, set, just to whenever I get too drunk or start falling asleep. you know, get tired. And yeah, there might be some day streams and things like that that I'll do for other games. And definitely other games will be played on the evening stream. Right. I think Warframe might be it. I finally got... I don't think it... Warframe's not cross-platform, is it?
You know, it's been so long since I played Warframe, I have no idea, but I want to say no.
Okay, so then it'll be on the PS4. We'll do Warframe on... We'll do PS4 Warframe then. Then we'll do... I'll start from scratch. Because I played a little bit on the Switch. But I never really got far enough because it started getting repetitive. I never got to the open world. But definitely got repetitive.
Right there with you. Right there with you. All in the same... So, map, no matter where you load me in at, it's the same map, man. I don't want to keep doing this. And that's why I stepped away from the frame, and that's where ESO came into the mix. Actually, I might have been playing ESO before.
Yeah, frame. So there's other stuff. I want to also leave on a more positive note. Like, you know, it sounds like, this guy's complaining all the time. And you're right, I am complaining, but just pointing out things.
No, man.
You know, it's not...
Not at all.
It's not all doom and gloom. I really like Final Fantasy XIV. I really like MMO. So even though I have these big concerns and issues with them, I still enjoy playing them. And I'm still out there hoping to find a like-minded group to run content with. And keep having that hope. Serendipity.
That's what all it we is. Can do.
Serendipity. And, you know, maybe get lucky. So, but...
I'm up for it, man. Whoever's listening. Those 10 downloads. Those 10 downloads. If you're playing 14, Genova. And, heck, what is the data center again?
Aether
data center. So even if you're not on Genova, we can...
Yeah, no.
They'll link up.
Of course. Come look for us. I'm Willow Outlander on Genova. Although my streaming tag is King Rasu. So, yeah. Look us up.
I am Mianca Moon, MIANCA. Eventually, the moon portion might change, because that was because I could not think of the last name. Now I'm used to a game asking me an actual required last name. So I just don't want to spend that $10 to fix that right now.
You don't need one in ESO. I just used Outlander to make sure I get my plant names. Definitely right. Someone has Willow and Daisy and Rose and all the other ones I had. But no one has Willow Outlander. And so that has allowed me to keep my plants.
All right, man. I'm going to go get this last Aether Shard, brother. Anything else?
No, that's it. I think we're good.
All right. Well, if they want to continue on with us, I hope they can catch us on stream.
Yeah. Make sure you... subscribe, 5-star ratings, and we'll see you next time on MMO Hunters.
See ya.
Take care.